It's Thursday, the 27th of March, 2025, and you're listening to Northland Views with your volunteer reader in Flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman. Today we have news from the WilliamsNews.com website, news of Williams and the Grand Canyon. Today's headlines: officials, human remains found in wrecked debris, local memorial scholarship makes a difference, and Phantom Ranch Canteen Lodging reopens April the 1st. Turning to that first headline, this article is by Calvin Shoemaker from the 25th of March. Officials, human remains found in wreck debris. Investigators have found additional human remains in the crash debris from the March 13th pileup that occurred during a winter storm on Interstate 40 near Williams. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office and the Arizona Department of Public Safety made the announcement in a joint press release on March the 24th and also confirmed that a BMW SUV was involved in the crash. On March 18th, the Sheriff's Office reported that the South Koreans, Jeong Lee, 33, Tae-Nee Kim, 59, and Jung-hee Kim, 54, went missing at the same time in approximate area as the accident, which the Department of Public Safety previously said killed two people in its initial reports, involved over 20 vehicles and more than two dozen people. According to the Sheriff's Office spokesperson, John Paxton, investigators haven't seen any activity from the missing person's rental vehicle. That was a white 2024 BMW with California license plate number 9KHN768. Credit cards or cell phones since the crash, which sparked a large fire that the Arizona Department of Public Safety said burned for over 20 hours. All agencies involved are actively working together to determine whether the remains are those of the South Korean nationals believed to have gone missing in the area at the time of the collision, the March 24th release stated. The intensity and prolonged duration of the fire that ensued during the collision have posed significant challenges for identification efforts. Due to the extent of the damage, the process of identifying the remains requires meticulous examination. The Yavapai County Medical Examiner's Office is diligently working to ascertain whether identification is possible. The three missing individuals who are related and the eldest are sisters were traveling from the Grand Canyon area to Las Vegas at the time of the accident and were supposed to fly from San Francisco to South Korea on March the 17th, according to Paxton. When they missed their flight, the family contacted the consulate in Los Angeles, initiating the search. Anyone with footage of the March 13th incident is asked to send it to the Arizona Department of Public Safety, and anyone who saw the missing persons or their vehicle should contact the Coconino County Sheriff's Office at 928-774-6111. And that's officials, human remains found in wreck debris. Our next article, local memorial scholarship makes a difference. This also is by Calvin Shoemaker and from the 25th of March. It's scholarship season for high school seniors, and there are many opportunities out there. One local scholarship that's making a big difference while also honoring a loved one is the Handcrafted Scholarship. The scholarship's in its third year and is in honor of Jim Jensen, who passed away in August 2021. His heart was for service and serving others' kindness, said Bristol Bachman, one of Jensen's three daughters. It didn't matter if he knew the other person or not, he'd help out any way he could. So we wanted to be able to continue that with this scholarship. Known not only for his kindness and generosity, but also his handiness and craftsmanship. Jensen worked at the Lost Canyon Young Life Camp in Williams and was with Young Life for over 20 years. In honor of his hands-on approach to life and his heart for service, the handcrafted scholarship is intended for high school seniors pursuing a career in the trades and looking to better their community. 2024 Williams High School graduates Isaac Gutschall was last year's scholarship recipient and credits the funding for getting him to where he is today. His enrollment in Belmont's Warrior II Inspector program is setting him up for a career as a non-destructive testing and evaluation technician, a trade he says is in high demand across various sectors such as energy, construction, and aerospace. "This is going to be my career," Gutschall said, who resonated with the scholarship's message of service. "That scholarship was a huge part of getting me here." Gutschall is currently doing a paid internship through Warrior II Inspector at the Gallatin Fossil Plant in Tennessee, testing structural steel. "It's good, honest work," Gutschall said. "I love it." For Bachman and her mother, who got the idea to do the Memorial Scholarship, having a hand in helping young people like Gutschall succeed is a good feeling. "It makes me feel proud that my dad would look at this and say, 'You're doing good,' and what you were taught in how you grew up of helping others," Bachman said. The handcrafted scholarship is one of many community-based funding opportunities available to Williams seniors, including other scholarships that honor loved ones, such as the Masonic Lodge's Denny Harness Memorial Scholarship, the Coach Steve Scholarship, and the Art Flores Memorial. Donations can be made by visiting www.spotfund.com/story/3DFZ091 8-0221-4819-BC8B-7 0D0B 80 7365E. That's a heck of a link to try and remember or even write down, so I recommend you go to the WilliamsNews.com website and look for Local Memorial Scholarship Makes a Difference, and you'll find that link at the ending of the article. That article, Local Memorial Scholarship Makes a Difference. Next, we have from the 25th of March, Phantom Ranch Canteen, Lodging Reopens April the 1st, again by Calvin Shoemaker. Grand Canyon National Park is scheduled to reopen the canteen and lodging at Phantom Ranch on April the 1st. The services at Phantom Ranch have been closed since January the 2nd due to the Trans Canyon Waterline Project. The $208 million project began in 2023 and is slated for completion in October 2026. The 12.5-mile water line was constructed in the 1960s and runs from Roaring Springs on the North Rim to the Havasupai Gardens Pump Station, providing potable water to the South Rim and parts of the Inner Canyon. Once completed, the upgraded system will meet the needs of Grand Canyon National Park for the next 50-plus years, according to the park. That's Phantom Ranch Canteen, Lodging Reopens April the 1st. Next we have Residential Roundup, Buck Williams' Walking Encyclopedia of the Wild West. Again by Calvin Shoemaker from the 25th of March. If you're ever in need of a laugh or a smile, chances are you won't leave Buck's place without one. At 80 years old, Buck Williams has a lust for life most people in their 20s could envy. a walking encyclopedia of Old West cowboy history, and a guru etymologist fascinated with the origins of words and sayings. Williams is one of Williams, Arizona's most interesting characters. Every morning at 3 a.m., Williams arrives at his multi-purposed shop downtown at the Canyon Vista Center Mall on Route 66. He doesn't officially open until 5 a.m., but he's there in case anybody needs him and to get a jump start on his day. Inside, he sells a hodgepodge of vintage items and clothing, works on guns, and teaches people how to quickly draw a pistol from their holster or how to crack a bullwhip, while also imparting on visitors' pieces of wisdom. "I work on guns, fix them, and clean them," Williams said. "I teach people how to use a bullwhip and how to do cowboy fast draw. I go around and do lectures on real cowboy history versus what Hollywood lied about, Hollywood trivia, and where our words and sayings come from." Born in Ohio and raised on a ranch in Alabama, Williams says he learned to hunt and use a bullwhip at age 5. By 11, he got into martial arts and at 17 joined the U.S. Marine Corps, serving 4 years and 4 months as a hand-to-hand combat and survival instructor. Williams deployed to many different countries during the 1960s, including Vietnam. After the Marine Corps, Williams went to apply for a job at Bell Telephone Company, clad in his dress blue uniform, when a sheriff's deputy pulled up and persuaded him to get into law enforcement, despite having no intentions of doing so. "He took me to the courthouse and introduced me to the high sheriff, who was also a Marine," Williams recalled. "We talked for about an hour, and then he said, 'Stand up and raise your right hand.' Next thing I know, I'm a deputy sheriff." After 3 years of deputy work in Ohio, Williams moved to Los Angeles. He said he was drawn to the city's allure of Hollywood and to movie stars, and specifically admired actors like Jack Webb and the hit show Dragnet. Williams served 20 years with the Los Angeles Police Department, earning a Medal of Valor for saving children from a burning building. While at the L.A. Police Department, Williams met his wife, Patty, also an officer, and the two have been married since 1980. After retiring from LAPD, Williams became a U.S. Marshal and helped protect federal judges. He officially retired in 1991 and won't dare mention the word work now. The witty and entertaining Williams is deeply focused on having fun and helping others. "You got to have something to do. You can't just sit," Williams said. "Everybody I know that retired and just sat and drank beer and watched football died within a couple of years of retirement." Williams, who said he quit drinking in 1964, holds distinctions in quick draw and bullwhip as being one of the world's fastest and most accurate, and still teaches people to this day how to do both at his small shop, which he's been operating for over a decade. "If it ain't fun, I ain't doing it anymore," Williams said. "Life's too short to not be happy." An avid reader and seeker of knowledge, Williams is truly one of a kind. Happy to lend a helping hand, two open ears, or a piece of history or advice to anyone who stops by his shop. Williams is living proof that staying active keeps you young. "Life is too short to be making it miserable," Williams said. "Every minute you're mad, you just lost 60 seconds of happiness." And that's Residential Roundup, Buck Williams' walking encyclopedia of the Wild West. Sounds like a lot of good advice in that article. This is your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman, and you are listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Remember, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona programming, either streaming or at a time of your choosing, on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or the Sun Sounds of Arizona app, which is available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store or your Android phone or tablet from the Google Play Store. And finally, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Echo or Dot. Next, we have City Employee Retires After 35 Years. This from the 25th of March. Williams native David Garibay recently retired after 35 and a half years at the City of Williams. He worked in Parks and Recreation, the Street Department, and most recently Sanitation, where he was a transfer station operator. Garibay was born and raised in Williams and said he was very proud to work for his city. "It was a good ride," Garibay said. "I got to work with a lot of good people. I got to learn a lot of different things. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve the City of Williams for those 35 and a half years." That city employee retires after 35 years. Our next article, again by Calvin Shoemaker, is from the 25th of March. Couple seeks a help identifying Good Samaritan. A Williams couple is seeking information to help identify a Good Samaritan who helped pull their car out of the snow earlier this month. Jeannie Smith was on her way to pick up her husband Dennis from work on the evening of Thursday, March the 13th, when the vehicle, a gray 2021 Chevrolet Equinox, got high-centered on a berm left by a snowplow in the road at 10th Street and West Sherman Avenue. Dennis was able to get a ride to the scene from a co-worker, but it took the help of a mystery man in a heavy-duty truck with a winch to pull the car free between the time of 6:30 and 7:15 p.m., according to Dennis. He was on the ground, in the snow, and on the ice, trying to find a place to hook up the car with the winch, Dennis said. He finally did and pulled her out. We were able to go home, but he just drove off, and I've been trying to find him since. Dennis believes the man's name is Ron and would like to find him so he and his wife can personally thank him for the help. Dennis requests to be contacted at 928-221-4710 with any information to assist in locating the man. And that's Couple Seeks Help Identifying Good Samaritan. Our next item, Williams 911, week of March 26th. This is a collection of incidents reported by the Williams Police Department, who responded to the following calls from the 15th through the 23rd of March. Caller advised a white Jeep with a female with dark hair kicked a second female out of the vehicle while it was still moving. The second female was crying and last seen walking across the street. A subject on a bicycle appeared to be eluding an officer. A stop was made and the 18-year-old subject smelled of intoxication. The subject also matched the description of a burglary subject and was arrested for minor consumption and burglary. Officers responded to a report of a male who'd fallen and hit his head at Love's truck stop. Once medical staff arrived, he was transported to Flagstaff Medical Center. Officers responded to a report of a male in a black Jeep threatening a female in a gray Tacoma with a gun. Officers contacted both parties and found the male did not have a firearm on him or in his vehicle. Officers determined no crime was committed and the parties were separated. Officers responded to a report of a verbal altercation between a husband and wife. Officers spoke with both parties and were able to restore peace. The parties agreed to separate for the night. Officers responded to a report of a domestic dispute. This was the second time officers had responded to this residence. Based on their investigation, the male had left the residence for the night and went to a friend's house. Officers and the fire department responded to a report of carbon monoxide alarms going off in a hotel. It was determined that a water leak caused the alarms to go off and everything else was okay. While officers were in the parking lot of Love's Travel Stop, they were contacted by a male stating he'd just been pepper sprayed by another male. The other male was still on the scene, and both males were continuing to verbally fight. Officers were able to de-escalate the situation. Based on the officer's investigation, the male who pepper sprayed the other male was cited for 2 counts of assault. A traffic stop was conducted on a vehicle with a suspended license plate. The owner could not provide insurance, so officers towed the vehicle. The driver was cited for the suspended plate, and the plate was seized. Officers were dispatched to Love's for a report of a truck driver switching trailers and seemed to be under the influence. Officers conducted tests that indicated the driver was under the influence, and the driver was transported to jail and booked for DUI. Officers responded to reports of smoke and flames coming from a residence on Ponderosa Loop. A residence was burning a pile of pine needles from job sites and had a barrier around the fire. The fire department handled the scene. 911 hang-up from Lost Canyon Camp. Officers patrolled the area and contacted camp staff, who stated a group of young men were staying for the weekend and were roughhousing with one male having a possible broken nose. A cashier observed a female putting bracelets in her purse. When confronted, she took them out and placed them on the counter. The female was cited and released for theft, shoplifting, after reviewing the video. A male was walking around a church in a dark shirt and attempting to enter after services. The church requested the subject be trespassed. A male was refusing to pay for his room. The hotel said they didn't want him trespassed and just wanted him to make the payment for his room. Williams Police Department arrived and spoke to the subject, who paid for his room. A mother and daughter got in a verbal argument. The daughter left prior to the officer's arrival, and the mother was worried for her daughter as she was off her medication and has multiple mental health concerns. The officers located the daughter, who was transported and admitted into the guidance center for mental health. That's Williams 911, week of March 26. Our next article, first game on new turf, Vikings dominate in home opener. This is by Doreen Holche from the 25th of March. March 22nd marked a special day for the Williams High School baseball team as they hosted the El Capitan Eagles and played their first game on a new artificial turf surface. The day began with a ribbon-cutting ceremony before the game, attended by school officials, community members, and local leaders. Mayor Don Dent had the honor of throwing the ceremonial first pitch to his grandson, Jack, who plays for the team. The event was filled with cheers from proud community members looking forward to the future of Viking baseball on the new turf. The Williams High School baseball field is one of 5 fields the Williams Unified School District is converting to artificial turf thanks to a federal grant from the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority, totaling more than $2 million. The perimeter of the field still showing signs of recent construction with patches of snow and mud in the foreground made for a fun play spot for the little ones while parents watched the game. The work that went into making this field a reality was acknowledged by several key figures, including Joe Howe, whose father, Joe Howe Sr., played an instrumental role in developing the athletic fields for the Williams Unified School District. Without him, we would have never had these fields, Joe Howe Jr. said. Thank you so much. School board member Jenny Rigo shared her enthusiasm, saying, I'm very excited to be here at the ribbon-cutting ceremony and the dedication of the field. It is gorgeous, and we're excited to watch the boys play. Representing Shaw Sports Turf, Bruce Salmon, the regional territorial manager who also cut the ceremonial ribbon, expressed his pride in being part of the project. We're excited to be part of the team here at Williams to help bring turf fields to the community and enhance the athletic program, Salmon said. Having been an athletic director for 30 years, I've had chances to do this at several schools. And when opportunity came to work with schools here in Arizona, I knew it was something special. As for the game, the Vikings made a statement in their home opener with a resounding 14-0 victory. The game ended early because of the 10-run rule, a testament to the team's dominant performance. Highlights of the game included Ricky Gonzalez sliding home and Caleb Steng hitting a home run, adding to the excitement of an already memorable day. The weather was near perfect with a slight breeze, but comfortable temperatures, creating an ideal setting for a day at the ball field. The new turf represents more than just a place to play. It's a symbol of hard work, dedication, and a bright future for Williams High School athletics. The community looks forward to many more games on this outstanding new facility. That's first game on new turf. Vikings dominate in home opener. Well, we have time for one more article, Senior Spotlight, Miranda Cheney. This is by Cindy Chatters from the 25th of March. Miranda moved to Williams her freshman year of high school. Before that, she lived in Parks and went to Maine Consolidated School. Miranda played volleyball and softball in middle school and high school. Miranda also participated in the National Honor Society, Future Business Leaders of America, and Student Council. Miranda's favorite class is high school is English. Her favorite teachers have been Mrs. Mitkowski, Ms. Brungart, and Mrs. Gutschel. One of the biggest influencers in Miranda's recent years has been Mrs. Mitkowski. She said, "I always liked her as a teacher and felt like I could talk to her about anything. She was always there." Miranda has worked at Dairy Queen for 2 seasons and is currently working at the Rodeo Steakhouse as a server. In her free time, Miranda likes to hang out with friends or go to Phoenix and hang out with her sisters and niece. A favorite memory from high school is when she met all of her friends in biology class. After graduation, Miranda's going to miss seeing her friends every day and the sports. She plans to attend the University of Arizona to study veterinarian medicine. And that's Senior Spotlight, Miranda Cheney. You've been listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Remember, you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona productions streaming on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or by going to the Apple App Store and downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app for your iPhone or iPad, or the Google Play Store and download the app for your Android phone or tablet. And finally, you can hear Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot or Echo.